This is a message on social distancing from Tom Mayo, Dr. Paul Austin, Steve Murphy, Glenn Olson, and Susan Sarney. Posted March 20th, 2020. Dear Hingham citizens, during Hingham's nearly 400 years of existence, this town has always cared for our neighbors and friends. We look out for each other. Our social bonds and cultural awareness set us apart. It is in that vein that we are asking you, for the health and safety of your fellow citizens, to please take seriously the state and federal guidelines surrounding social distancing. Congregating, even in small groups, can result in the inadvertent spread of COVID-19. Even if you are young and healthy, you are at risk and your activities can increase the risk of others in our community. As of today, March 20th, 2020, there are over 15,000 coronavirus cases in the United States, with 328 in Massachusetts. We all have to do our part to flatten the curve and limit the spread of COVID-19. We have closed or altered our delivery of many local government functions in an effort to slow this pandemic and thereby keep our residents and employees safe. Schools are currently closed, as are Hingham fields and playgrounds, and non-essential municipal services are being provided remotely. It is imperative that everyone respect these closures and follow the recommended guidelines on social distancing, hand washing, and staying home as much as possible. Call, FaceTime, or video chat with friends and family members to stay in touch and check in on each other. If you must go out, avoid gathering in groups. Stay at least 6 feet away from others and don't shake hands or hug. Continue washing your hands frequently and disinfecting high traffic surfaces like doorknobs and handles with household cleaning spray and wipes. There are many resources on the Massachusetts Department of Public Health and Centers for Disease Control websites about preventing the spread of COVID-19. We continue to post updates on the town's website about our local COVID-19 response, town services, and community resources in Hingham. We know that this is a challenging time. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. We ask that you follow social distancing and other government guidelines with typical Hingham poise. Let's continue to be civil, look out for our neighbors, especially the elderly, and we will get through this crisis together. Your Hingham team, Tom Mayo, Dr. Paul Austin, Steve Murphy, Glenn Olson, and Susan Sarney.